on? Yeah? Yeah, it is.
Okay, I just do the first question. Zeynep, a great win today. Very dominant performance against a tough player. What were you most pleased about today?
I think I played a good match. Actually, I played a great match. I think from the first point to the last point, I was feeling the ball well. Even from the first game, I felt like, oh, it's going to be a good match, you know. I was feeling the ball. I was feeling good on the court when I was moving, when I was going to the net or serving and everything. So overall, I think I was following the plan that we had quite well. So I think me and probably my team is very happy about that.
And I think not just today, but you've had some good matches through qualies to play Jasmine today. I'm just curious about your preparation in between Miami and to now, you know, transitioning onto the clay, especially, you know, with the indoor kind of, what was your preparation, you know, getting ready for the clay season?
Yeah, actually, I started practicing on clay like a not long time ago, actually, because I was a little bit struggling with my leg. So I was getting treatments back at home. And first few days, I was just sliding and trying to get used to clay, how to move on clay without the ball. We were practicing how to move and stuff like that. And then we started with playing a little later than that. So I think it helped me quite a lot because now I feel like I can move better on the court. Last year, the previous year, I was not really focusing on my footwork a lot on clay court. This year, we focused on it a little bit more, and I think I feel like I'm moving better on the court.
Are you surprised about this this match, this level that you put on court, or where you there is something that you really think you did very well since the beginning?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm surprised because, you know, as a tennis player, we dream about these moments. We dream about playing very well, or we visualize these kind of matches quite a lot. I mean, I do. You know, I play the matches in my head before I go on the court. So, I mean, this scenario happened in my head before. So I'm not, like, you know, extremely surprised, but I'm very happy with the level that I put on the court today. So yeah, I mean, it was a great match. I mean, you know, sometimes there are days where you feel the ball great and where you feel great on the court, and it was one of those days for me today.
How would you rather this performance from one to ten?
I mean, I think it's like good 8-9, I would say. Good 8.
I believe in your next round you're going to play Layla. Just curious, I don't think you've played on the tour level head-to-head yet, but just what are your thoughts on, you know, playing her, you know, for a spot in the quarterfinals?
Yeah, I never played against her. She's a great player. She had very good results. She's in top 50 for a long time now. And she's a very nice girl. I really like her too. I think it's going to be a great match, I hope. You know, I'm going to try to play my best tennis. I'm going to try to enjoy being on the court. And it will be, I hope to play a good match.
Definitely. And this is more of a random question, but I've been asking some of the players about it. It's about tournament music and, like, DJs in between, like, sets and games. I'm just curious, do you have a preferred type of music if you could be, like, be a DJ yourself? And I guess what tournaments have good music, which, you know, maybe you could see, you know, improvement?
I think the music was great today. I really liked it, you know. And, I mean, the music in Merida was great. You know, I enjoyed it too. There are some tournaments where the music is great. And, you know, I think it's good to have a great music on the changeovers.
Hey, if you see, if you say you visualize your games and your perfect games, maybe, what do you visualize for your career going on? Did you see yourself already lifting a Grand Slam trophy or at least driving a nice sports car down the path?
Yeah, definitely. Cars are a good motivation. You know, when you sit on the changeovers, you see the cars there and you're like, okay, maybe I can push a little bit more, you know. But yeah, of course, I dreamed about lifting a Grand Slam trophy, all the Grand Slams, actually. You know, I visualize it, and since I was a kid, you know, I've been dreaming about winning a Grand Slam. I mean, it's one of my biggest dreams. But, you know, I'm trying to take it not that far. I'm trying to just focus on myself, focus on improving my game and my mindset on the court.
This is more general about the, let's say, Turkish fan, because I see that many, many people are following you from Turkey, and it's been like this also for some other WTA players, for example, in the previous years, but also in general sports. Like, as soon as there is a Turkish player athlete, they are basically like cheering a lot and supporting a lot. I wonder if how much it pleases you, or if also gives you like some more pressure to perform to please them.
I mean, I'm not thinking of like I'm trying not to think of as a pressure, you know. But as Billie Jean said, pressure is a privilege. So I know that I am doing something good. That's why I feel this pressure sometimes. So I'm trying to take that, embrace it, and try to do my best on the court. And I don't owe anything to anyone, actually. I'm just a girl playing tennis, trying to enjoy playing tennis. And this is my job, trying to do my job as best as I can. So, and it's an honor to represent my country. And I really feel the support. So I'm very, very grateful for that. But, you know, I'm trying to do my best. And, I mean, like here in Germany, there are a lot of Turkish people. So I'm glad that they show up and they come and they support me.